Ramona Shelburne, Woody Page, J.A. Adonde Frank Isola. Approaching game time, the latest on Trevor Lawrence. He's braced, going through practice. What to expect for Jaguar Saints Thursday Night Football. And the Aces, stunning championship. How a super team with another super team hurt on the bench managed to pull off an all-time statement, and that statement is, never underestimate the heart of a champion. Let's go around the horn. Never. I left my voice in the library last night, Mike Wilbon.
You're the Rudy P now.
Never underestimate. Thursday Night Football, Jaguars Saints. Trevor Lawrence listed as questionable with the knee he injured last week against Indy, but is expected to give it a go and start. If he can't make it through the whole game, C.J. Beathard would be next in line. Jacksonville 4-2. They've won three straight. Whether they've turned the corner to become the playoff team you expected them to be after last year. New Orleans 3-3, right in the thick of it in the NFC South, and favored in this home game. J.A., around the horn to you. Which team's in the better spot tonight, Jacksonville or New Orleans?
Well, by better spot, it would be New Orleans, because if you look at the GPS locations, they're in the United States of America at home, and that's detrimental to the Jaguars. The Jaguars are only 1-2 in these United States of America. And I think it's been a general problem, though. We're looking at the playoff teams from last year. Finding consistency has been an issue. The 49ers came closest this year until that misstep in Cleveland last week. So I really don't think we have a sense yet of who the Jaguars are. Add that, the injury concern, playing with the brace perhaps for Lawrence going into this game, and you have to like the
Okay, so you're putting a lot into the short week and the travel coming back from London after being there for half a month. Frank, I sold it to you.
Yeah, the short week and these Thursday games are great for TV. It's great for the fans. It's not great for Trevor Lawrence. If he had a couple more days of rest, you know he'd be a lot healthier on Sunday. He has made 42 consecutive starts. Now, they are missing two offensive linemen, which is big, but I'd rather be Jacksonville. I think under Doug Peterson and the way that Trevor Lawrence has played already this season, he's got a playoff win under his belt already. This has a chance to be a really good team, even though they are playing on the road in New Orleans.
Woody Page.
Well, I think that's the problem, Frank. They're playing on the road in New Orleans after coming back from London. I think they've turned the corner, but I think they hit a cul-de-sac by going to the Saints. And let's look back on Trevor Lawrence's career, and we'll see that he's 0 for the Superdome. He, when he was at Clemson, played there twice and lost both games. So he would like to, I'm sure, finally win a game in New Orleans, but it's not going to happen tonight. At home, the Saints are better. They've got Kamara back and touching the ball 75 times since he's come back, and I think he's getting better and better as he plays more. They've got a good defense. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I see the Saints winning on a field goal in the fourth quarter.
And Ramona, who's in better position right now, Jacksonville or New Orleans?
I think Jacksonville, because they have Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they started off as the betting favorite in this game. The line moved when it looked like he might miss the game, and now it'll swing back here when it looks like he's going to start. And so they've won three in a row. They're back. They're used to playing in London. This is their thing, is that they go overseas. And you know, the Saints are coming off a loss to the Texans, scored 13 points. They don't really have much going offensively.
Just so we're right with the flight pattern, London, then Indianapolis, now New Orleans. Jay Adani, yeah. Last word to you.
I mean, I love what Travis Etienne has done for them, but can you ask him or expect him to do more? That might be too much.
All right, so you've got the Saints tonight, Jay?
Yes.
And Frank Isola?
I'm taking Jacksonville. By the way, their defense on pace for 43 takeaways.
What do you say, New Orleans and Ramona?
I'll go Jacksonville if they protect Trevor.
We move on now to the story of the day, the headline of the season, the Aces. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. How a super team with a second super team of players not able to play, still winning it all on the road. You heard Becky Hammon tell Holly Rowe that this team, and she was as confident AF with the players she could go to play with. So they go into the raucous Barclays Center and they night-night the Liberty. This is about the heart. This is about New York's alleged superness deflating. We'll get to that. This is about Asia Wilson, the indisputable dominant force, and the reckoning she put on all after not winning MVP. Face the league, the face the league deserves and needs, Asia Wilson. The team of the league, the Aces, back-to-back champions. Ramona, what did we just witness? How did Vegas do it last night?
I think we are witnessing the start of a dynasty here. This is a team that took some time for them to win, right? And Breonna Stewart had their number in years past when she was playing in Seattle. So this was another vanquished foe here in beating Stewie. But this is a team, they're all young, they're all coming back. We'll see about Candace Parker with her injury and her age if she decides to play another year. But now they've got two. And the fact that they came down from double digits in this game with no Chelsea Gray, no Stokes, no Candace Parker to come back in that game on the road, that's the heart of a champion.
Woody Page.
Oh, I agree with Ramona. Nice job. I think that what's key is in regard to them becoming a dynasty, Pat Riley needs to get out his three-peat trademark because they're going to win it again next year because they got their top four coming back under contract. I think we saw a team last night that dominated in the paint against a team that was supposed to be better inside. They scored 44 points against the Liberty's 24 around the basket. And I think that was a real difference in the game other than holding Breonna Stewart to 3-for-17. You've got a team that has one of the best coaches in basketball, and I mean either the NBA or the ABA, because Becky learned at the feet of Greg Popovich, and you can see that she's got, since winning both championships in her 2 years in the WNBA, this team is on a roll and showed it again last night in New York.
J.A. Adande.
And Woody, Hammond did something that her mentor, Popovich, never did, and that's win back-to-back championships, something Pat Riley didn't do his first two attempts at it. So the greatness of their coach and the depth beyond, obviously, the greatness of Asia Wilson. Look at Alicia Clark last night. Woody, of those shots that Breonna Stewart missed, six of them came against Clark defending her, including on that crucial last possession. That was her, held her to without a field goal when she was guarding her in the fourth quarter. And then just as impressive her performance in the postgame interview when she somehow got through it without breaking down, and she talked about how important it was, how much it meant to her to win this after her father passed away this year. So just incredible performance all around by her.
And Frank Isola.
Yeah, I think Alicia Clark's interview at the end of the first quarter was even more impressive because she talked about 8 turnovers. We got to stop throwing the ball away. And she said they were down 10. She said, well, we got 30 minutes. We'll be okay. Just that quiet confidence that this team has. And here's the thing, too. You know, both teams combined to go 14 of 47 on threes. What did Asia Wilson do? She scores from around the paint, as Woody said. She dominated the paint. Two of the last three finals MVPs in the NBA were both big men, Giannis and Jokic. You still can dominate inside, and that's what Asia Wilson was able to do. They hung around long enough for her to take over.
I need more, though, on Asia Wilson, because there was a lot of heat in this series over the perceived slight given to the defending champs when the Liberty were building their super team overnight. And then, again, Asia Wilson didn't finish first in MVP. She didn't finish second in MVP. On some ballots, she didn't finish top three in MVP. That slight and some of the other things that motivate this team carry them to this championship. Isn't that right, Ramona?
Yeah, oh look, they got off to such a hot start. They were so dominant in the beginning part of the season that I think people took Asia for granted. They took the Aces for granted. And they were, you know, when you have such a lead on everyone, all you're doing is inviting people to chase you down. The Liberty chased them down midway through the year. They won the Commissioner's Cup. But Asia is the class of this league. And you know, they were looking for somebody who voted her fourth. Who was the person who voted her fourth?
Right. I mean, well, shouldn't they? This was a motivating
that, right?
force for this team. You could just see the way it carried it out. You could just see it the way that Sabrina Ionescu went to the night-night in game 3, and you heard it from Cindy Colson after the game, how that motivated this team. Let's talk about the Liberty for a second. To blow a double-digit second-half lead, to not be able to close out at home against the most depleted roster you can imagine, for MVP Breonna Stewart to have the worst 10-game stretch of her career this postseason and the roughest final game imaginable, 3-for-17, as Woody said. Brutal last possession for this team as well. So, the Liberty, they fall short, as you see Ionescu also was throwing up after one of the big shots. They fall short, and only making coach Sandy Brundello and Stewart, Courtney Vandersloot, available after the game at the podium. Frank, your thoughts on a hyped super team's bubble bursting the way it did?
Yeah, that's a weak move. More players should have been made available to the media after the game. But for Breanna Stewart, the MVP of the league, that is a disastrous performance in the biggest game of your season, 3-for-17. I don't know why the Liberty called the timeout. You have the ball with 18 seconds to go. You're down one. You have to be thinking two possessions. You have to be thinking if we miss and they grab the rebound, we foul, they go to the free throw line. Why? You're calling a timeout there, and then with 8.8 seconds to go, you end up just getting the one shot from the corner. But blowing the 10-point lead at the start of the second quarter with Chelsea Gray on the bench, that is a brutal, brutal loss by the
Jay Donde.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the coaching and the guard play for not featuring Jonquel Jones more, who at times has been their best player throughout these playoffs and only had 8 shots in last night's game. And the last play was symbolic. She didn't get her hands on the ball the final possession until after the final buzzer had sounded.
Woody Page.
Good job, J.A. I want to applaud you for that. I think you've got to start with the coach and what her decision was at the end. And we're going to go with Breanna, who had been so awful all night. At least give her somebody to set up a screen for her rather than just throwing it into her. And she's got to go one-on-one in the corner against Clark. I just didn't think that made any sense whatsoever. But in overall about the Liberty, I just think they were overrated. We began the season, people were talking about they were going to be undefeated all year long. They weren't going to lose a game. And really, they just couldn't live up to those expectations. And it kept bothering me during the playoffs that they weren't being as dominant, particularly Stewart. And it showed in this final series. Schauber.
I mean, this is also two teams that played each other a lot. And the Aces, I thought they were going to have a hard time with the Liberty because of the loss of Candace Parker inside and the matchup with Jonquel Jones. Like, as Jay said, feature Jonquel Jones. She's an MVP too, by the way. And she can score, and you don't have your best interior defender in Candace Parker out there for most of the season. So I felt like the Liberty, this is their first time here. This is this is Sabrina Ionescu's first time on this stage. This team finally came together midway through the year. They have a style. I think they just need to refine it and maybe game plan and get some players to match up better with the Aces next year. This is a fun rivalry.
No, of course. Although, is there a player in the world who could match up opposite Asia Wilson? You don't just pick somebody off the heap there. Back to Vegas real quick. I think it should be said they had a lot of very serious off-court issues this year. And I'm thinking specifically of Becky Hammon starting the year suspended, one of their many serious issues, and the investigation into Erica Hamby and the workplace environment through her pregnancy, and that deserves scrutiny, deserves to be investigated as it was, deserves to be looked at. The way you talked about Becky Hammon, though, and the credit that she received for her in-game management here, another story in the WNBA right now is Phoenix hiring coach Nate Tibbetts and announcing it in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals with a release on Twitter, which you could do that. The way they did it, talking about him being a legendary player and a girl dad, and then announcing he's the highest paid coach in the sport, the WNBA.
What are we doing?
Mark Davis has been known to spend money, maybe go over the top in spending his money. That's a blank check situation, you would think, for Becky Hammon now. We'll be back. Buy ourselves next.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Another game in the baseball playoffs where a team got out early and carried it through. Astros finding their bats. And might Texas's Max Scherzer gamble come back to haunt them? Tonight is a pivotal game four. You people always say pivotal game fives. When I pivot, you pivot. When I move, you move, Adande, just like that. Did Houston pounding Scherzer like they did change how this series will go, Woody Page?
Yes, it will. And can you imagine if it does go to a seventh game that they go with Scherzer again?
Well, yeah.
When he was so uncertain last night, I don't think that makes any sense whatsoever. Bochy, I think, was outmanaged. First of all, Dusty did such a good job of changing the lineup after two games, and the bottom part of the order ended up coming through real big time for Houston. Meanwhile, Bochy pitches four guys who haven't pitched since September. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a chance of winning that game. They only got runs in garbage time.
Jay Adande.
Yeah, you know, I need 3 points to make a line. We have the three plot points now for Scherzer. More earned runs than inning pitch his last three postseason starts. So now he's gone from great asset to liability. That's
is that
dangerous
true?
Going forward.
That is some heavy-duty stat work from Adande. Frank Isola.
Bruce Bochy is a pretty smart guy. I think he knew there was a chance that what happened last night would happen. Jose Altuve finally got hot. But if I'm him, I'm pitching Scherzer because I know I'm going to need him at some point in the playoffs. So I don't have any. Remember, they made a huge trade to get the guy. You got to use him. I don't have a problem.
Ramona Shelburne.
I don't have a problem with him using him either. He's throwing 95 miles an hour. He just wasn't sharp on the slider and locating his pitches because he hasn't pitched in a while.
Yeah, that's what, okay? Exactly.
But I don't think we're not giving the Astros any credit. Did you see the catch from Michael Brantley? I mean, this is a guy who's been out for 14 months with a shoulder injury, and he's out there diving in the outfield. They almost tied it up.
Brantley was great. Frank, I agree. Jose Altuve finally got hot. Jose Altuve is second all-time in postseason home runs. Yes, we know the first 100 years of the sport didn't play as many rounds and everything.
It is amazing.
But that is amazing.
He's this big.
Okay, wait, come on now. Come on. Don't give him the too short, too small. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Olympics 2028, flag football. Who ya got? We've heard NFL players say they want in. Tyreek Hill is one of them. Rob Gronkowski is one of them. A former player says he wants in. The league reportedly wants them in too. J.A., buy or sell NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics?
You have to sell. This has nothing to do with the Olympics. The NFL's pro football American style is not a global sport. We don't need to dominate more than it's already. I would rather see it just have mixed, right? We don't need men and women. Why not just have mixed competition? That'd be fun for flag
football. Okay, so you're selling the idea of the NFL playing in the flag football because it would be so unfair.
Out on it.
Because they would be, okay. Woody Page?
I'm selling it, but for another reason, that because amateurs should be playing, we put together a team that actually works at it for 4 years. I didn't realize until today that 100 countries are playing flag football, 20 million competitors. Yes, it should be for amateurs, not for NFL players. Did anybody see the Pro Bowl? That was the most yawning game I've ever watched.
Otis Shelburne.
Listen, I love the amateurism of the Olympics as much as anybody. I can sing the song, I get excited, but they love nothing better than getting big, huge international stars into the Olympics. That's what happened in golf. You know, let's get Tiger Woods into the Olympics. How old Tom Brady could be in 2028? I mean, I can see it now.
Hey, Frank Isola.
We really don't need it. We already have rhythmic gymnastics in the Olympics, but Ramona happens to be 100% right. This is a way to get the big names in the Olympics. Would I love to see our very own Izzy Gutierrez, who plays flag football at a high level?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you're going to see NFL players.
Give me
the
best
Olympics.
Flag football team about. Of NFL players you possibly could. Because I have
Mahomes and Tyreek Hill against anybody.
Against anybody.
Just those
or
two
just
guys.
The Miami like Dolphins right now as presently constituted and throw them out
Gronk.
There.
It's true.
Gronk? No, no. We saw how Gronk. Can you imagine Gronk trying to pull somebody's flag after what he did on that final play against Miami so many years ago? He couldn't even get anybody. No, that's Gronk.
Aaron Rodgers on one leg.
Shelburne and Adande, that's going to be our showdown next. Just the Dolphins.
What are you proving?
That's presently constituted. That speed.
Very hill over anybody.
You want short, fast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Julius Randle had a big dunk last night in his Skechers. Skechers also signed Terrence Mann. And now sketching Joel Embiid. Momo with the MVP nearing a deal with Skechers. Do you think Skechers could be cool in the basketball world?
I mean, it's hard for big men historically to be the face of a shoe company. That's always been a difficult road to go on. But I don't know if the shoes look cool. People will buy them. He's the MVP. He's funny.
J.A.?
Business advice once. I read in a book, only get in a business if you can be number one in the world. They're not going to dominate this world in the youth market. You had the retiree market on lock. You had Joe Montana. You don't need any of these young guys. Know your audience.
So who would you bring then in from the NBA, former NBA player, to rock the Skechers to endorse for them? Who's your guy?
Dirk Nowitzki would be great. I can imagine him kicking
Steve Nash.
Leaning back on the microphone.
Steve Nash is definitely a Vans guy, remoted. We'll move on. NLCS Game 3 today. Check this out. Empty seats at Chase Field in Arizona. And why do we think? Well, there was a report Phillies fans started buying up seats, paying to keep the seats empty over having local Arizona Diamondbacks fans in their own stadium. J.A., have Philly fans figured something out here?
No, they figured out how to be haters. Don't let these tickets go to waste. If you're going to buy them and not use them, get online. I'm sure you can find some Phillies fans in Arizona who can go to the game and watch the Phillies get closer to your World Series. See how they did their tone.
I mean, it doesn't cost that much to buy the seats. They're like $29 in the upper deck, right? You spend $29. Yeah, I'd rather do that than get on a plane. Plus, the optics of just nobody sitting
no.
in those seats.
Oh, no. Oh, you said it. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I did.
Well, you already lost it because
that's the actual right word, though. The right usage of optics.
Speaking my action news language. Move closer to your world, everybody. J.A. Donne, move closer to FaceTime.
We know the NBA's been desperate to make the players care more about the regular season. They've got the tournament, new rules. I think it's working. We've never seen players this into the preseason. You see last night, Steph Curry broke out the night-night. They were competing right to the end, celebrating with E-40 after they beat the Kings. You had a Lakers-Warriors game. You had more than 130 points scored by the first two teams in the first half. Chet Holmgren versus Wembanyama in the preseason was great. A great teaser, what we expect in regular season. These players are into it already. I think starting later this month, it's going to be on in the association.
Wembanyama, fine. He's going through the legs. Did you see? I mean, his highlights yesterday. Golden State celebrating with E-40 for a preseason game. Tell me when to go.
They're into it.
I'll tell you when to go for the regular season, not the preseason.
No. Yeah. We care now.
We'll see you tomorrow.
It matters.